Tampa City Council member Joseph Caetano filed for bankruptcy on his Tampa Palms business, which has outstanding liabilities of up to $500,000. The Tampa Tribune reported that yesterday a judge ordered Caetano to pay bills he owes to a health care company. During the public comment portion of this morning's Tampa City Council meeting, Richard Formica began to call into question Caetano's ability to serve as an elected official before he was interrupted by Caetano.
There is a member of this council who is in financial trouble because of, in my opinion, poor business management.
Point of order.
Council Chair Thomas Scott asked the city attorney to read the council's rules on personal attacks during public comment. But the rules only state that comments should be addressed to the council as a whole and not to individual members. That was enough information to allow Formica to proceed, and he called for Caetano's resignation.
I do not believe this elected representative, burdened under a debt of nearly $180,000, can make honest, fair, and unbiased judgments while participating in this council's meetings. It has been said in the past that Councilman Caetano has been an advocate for small businesses, yet it appears he has not paid his rent for his business location or for some of the advertising for his business in some time. The issue is, how can this elected representative, whose credibility is in question and whose managerial skills are dubious, continue to speak for the voters of his district? I say he cannot, and that he should resign immediately.
Council Chair Scott noted that large corporations and banks are being bailed out by the federal government, but individuals have had to face personal finances on their own.
No one on this board is being bailed out.
Council member Charlie Miranda told Formica he did not think that a council member should step down just because of personal financial problems.
Just because an individual has had a financial trouble, are we going to ask the other individuals, whoever they are in the city, that work inside of government and outside of government, to leave the city? I don't think so. Are we going to ask those individuals who, there's been a 61% increase in this, and you can check the record what I'm telling you, increase in bankruptcy in this area, 61%. Are we asking them to disappear?
Miranda questioned the motivations of Formica in asking Caetano to step down, calling the request a cheap shot.
But to start shooting shots at everyone, you can take shots at me, sir, all you want, because I'm immune. I got a shell of a turtle. But it's a cheap shot, and I'm going to tell you right to your face, it's a cheap shot. You must have something you don't like in this gentleman.